my treasure, how can you become saturated with truth? There is many, many steps that has to end up to that. Many, many steps, each to their own. It's hard to say exactly how and when. But one thing is certain. If you have dedication, thirst, ripening, and if it is your turn, you will not fail. Period. Satyam Jun, you always say be alert. How would I be alert and open to Satyam? When you have interest for the truth more than anything else in your life, already alertness and dedication is there. The sincerity is there, and one does not have to worry about alertness because it's already there. It's already looking as the main priority of life. The whole goal of life is not to cater to the body and mind as it is, using the common sense here and there to keep it healthy. But the goal of life is to wake up and to taste the divinity to the max. So what gives momentum to this path? You do. You do. Your interest, your sincerity, again and again. If you are not thirsty, I can give you water and you put it on the table. If you died of thirst, I give you water and no, there's no receiver. So who is deserving and will stay on that path? The one that is so thirsty that will do anything to get the water. My most precious, how to flame the fire of love for Satyam? You always say the baseline for the whole path is having love. There is two cases. One is there is no way you can flame it. It has to flame itself. There is another one that you are ready enough to flame it by sticking with it, by trusting it until it's proven right, by feeding yourself until the flame has gotten hold of your whole being. But there are some cases that there is no way the flame can be started until there is readiness and the person is willing. Is this love necessary for just the inner Satyam? Will you please explain that? There is absolutely no way without this love, because the Satyam is saturated by this love. The characteristic of Satyam is this love. The love attracts you to Satyam, and then in that the love unites itself and become an inferno fire. And is the love necessary? It's the only tool. Is it possible to continue this journey just with loving the inner Satyam? In very rare cases, yes. Even if you love the Satyam within, still you're not clear what it is you love and you can be misleaded. If you are ripened enough and you benefit from this love directed inside, I tell you congratulations, that you are one of the very rare beings. In most cases, the inner Satyam has to bring something concrete that you can relate, serve, love, dance, live, until you're interested to dive in and never again come back and live an ordinary life. So is 2 feet necessary for you to walk? Yes. But can you live your life with 1 foot? Of course. It's all about how fast you want to get there. I know you are teaching the highest, my most precious, and this may be an elementary question, but what is the best way to pray? Pray any way that sits in your heart here and now. Do not try to imitate the higher way of praying, because if it doesn't sit in your heart, it will not sit in the heart of Satyam. Just have patience with yourself. If the prayer is completely in separation and that gives you joy, continue. But ultimately we have to remember that the prayers are best answered in the realization of omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient as the Self.
Symbolizing with the right tune will symbolize the rhythm of life. What does this mean, my most precious? Would you explain that?
Surrender. Surrender. Rahoyi. Let go. Let go of the way you think things have to be, not looking at the outcome of things, not getting agitated by every thought that comes and goes. Staying in the state of being is the rhythm of life. Otherwise, it's constant static come along and fog the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the hands to touch and taste. Mm-hmm.